Oh, God, not again. Yes, indeed. Another edition of the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, everybody. It's Dave. It's Wednesday, June 19th. And here's all the good stuff from today's show just for you. We started out with our sports report and a guy whose fall from grace may be the biggest of them all. Dumpster diving Dykstra. Denture diving Dykstra. There's all kinds of craziness going on in Nail's life. We talked about that before launching into Steve Perry litigation. It seems that he has something that he doesn't want the public to hear. And speaking of things that I know you don't want to hear, Justin Bieber. He has a new product out there that got our attention. Something that you definitely do want to hear is golfer Phil Mickelson's social media rants. He started up a little series on Twitter and Instagram called Fireside with Phil. And it's the content that you need in your life. We had to listen to that before hitting breakfast with the Beatles and learning about the help mixes. There's a new bikini line out there grabbing headlines and also grabbing back. We talked about that with Cindy Graham before spinning the wheel once again for a Long Song Wednesday. Find out where that landed. And Chris Epting was back, our musicologist and author buddy, and he was here to talk baseball. He has a new book out, really cool bathroom reader, and it has a lot of neat and interesting Philly facts and history in there. So, of course, we wanted to talk about that with him. So here we go. It's all in here for you right now. Let's get to it. It is the Daily Podcast.
It would not be the John DiBella Show if we didn't have a unique sports topic for you this morning. Guess who's in the news? All right, I'll give you this much van on what sport it is. I'll tell you it's baseball. I'll tell you he's retired.
He's retired?
Yes.
I know who it is.
Okay, who is it?
Good old dumpster diving Dykstra.
Lenny Dykstra. Oh, yes. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay. It seems
he's favorite player, by the way.
Right. This is how he spent Father's Day. Not with his sons. No, he spent Father's Day. He went to Jersey Mike's, his favorite place to eat.
It's good.
All right, you know, Jersey Mike's. Have you ever had Jersey Mike's?
I have not.
Yeah, it's meat flavored bread. All right,
unless you're a sponsor, then that's fine.
Right. So he goes there, and it seems that he has these false teeth, dentures.
I've seen them in person.
All right.
Don't do drugs, kids.
And he takes them out when he's eating, and he puts them in a napkin. All right, and then he gets up and leaves. How you leave forgetting your teeth is beyond me.
It's not exactly
a
cell phone.
But he leaves, and now he goes back, and he realizes, I don't have my teeth. Right, so now he goes back, right, and they don't have it. So him and a friend, a professional wrestler who goes by the name of Sprinkles the Clown.
Okay. Truth is stranger than fiction, right. Truly.
Are out behind this Jersey Mike's dumpster diving.
Oh,
all right. He says the teeth are worth $80,000. Right. Which proves
so it's a grill.
He did a lot of drugs.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Well, you know this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
So let me get this straight. Steve Perry went into the studio with nobody, right? Or at least some musician we don't know. They made some recordings, and the guy was trying to release them, and Steve's trying to block him.
Yes.
Right?
And there was a lawsuit that he filed.
Right.
And then just recently, Steve Perry says, oh, forget it. Want to get rid of this lawsuit. Why? Because the tracks in dispute would have become public. And apparently they're not the hottest material Steve Perry's ever made.
So he's going to basically pay the guy and keep
run along.
That's it.
Don't want the world to hear it.
Yeah, all right. Wow, how bad could they possibly be?
But I need to hear them now.
Yeah, well, you know, the other thing is, you know, he was so involved with that woman who died of cancer.
Yeah.
It's very possible that they're very personal songs, and maybe they're not bad. It's just what they're about. He just doesn't want it to go out there.
Well, they also recorded them on, like, an 8-track recorder in his garage.
All right. Well, the Beatles did Sgt. Pepper on a 4-track.
Good point. Step it up, Steve.
All right.
We want to hear it.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
Speaking of musicians who have things going on out there, it seems that there is a report that a shocking percentage of young people don't use deodorant.
What?
Yeah. For some reason, you know, they just haven't entered the axe world yet.
Where are these stories coming from?
Is there like some new product that they're using in lieu of it?
Well, as a matter of fact, someone has come to the rescue. A musician has come to the rescue.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Justin Bieber is putting out his own deodorant.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The scent of Bieber. What's it called?
It's called Bieber deodorant. Well, here's the commercial.
Hey, what's up? It's Justin Bieber. Want to smell just like me? Now you can with Bieber deodorant. Yep, this spray-on deodorant will give you the essence of the Biebs. Observe.
Mmm, you smell like BO and weed smoke.
You got that right.
And kind of like rotten eggs, like you haven't showered in weeks.
Okay, I get it.
And is that hot garbage, too? I mean, have you been rolling around in your own filth?
All right, we get the idea. So, if you want to smell like me, Justin Bieber, get new...
Is that sulfur? Why do I smell sulfur, too?
Please stop.
No, you stop. Please, stop the smell.
New Bieber deodorant, in stores now.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
So, Cindy, you know what's one of the easiest ways for me to get these two guys here in the studio happy and excited?
What's that?
Watch this. Hey, guys, I've got a golf story.
Yes! Before he even said yes. It, I my swing.
I look up and Steve's taking a shot at his swing. I don't know if you know about it, but Phil Mickelson has a new...
John, we know about it.
Are you kidding? Have you heard us today?
It's phenomenal.
It's called Fireside with Phil, spelled P-H, Fireside with Phil.
Follow him immediately.
Well, give me an idea. Here's one of the stories that he said on his newest broadcast on, I guess, what's it
yesterday.
On? Was it was yesterday?
Yeah.
Yesterday, yeah. Okay.
Twitter and Instagram.
Twitter and Instagram. Okay, here he is. Talk about something that happened on a golf course one time.
My first story took place during the Memorial Tournament back in 2006 or so. Our second round was interrupted by weather and darkness, and we had to reconvene the next morning at around 7 in the morning. I'm on the sixth hole, and the tour official is cutting a new hole, but we haven't finished our round yet. We have to play to the same hole location. So I raise my hand and say, "Hey, we're not done." And the rules official raises his hand, acknowledges that he heard me, but continues to cut a new hole. So I walk further up and I say, "Hey, we're not done." And again, he puts his hand up to acknowledge he hears me, but continues to cut a new hole. So finally, I walk right up close to the edge green, just on the other side of a lake, and I said, "We're not done." He stands up in disgust and puts his hands on his hips and says, "Someone took a dump in the cup." Very well then, carry on.
Not only that, you have to know that he's wearing his World Golf Hall of Fame jacket, and I'm 90% sure he's sitting on the toilet
Dave
while telling the story.
Dave and I were debating that, whether he's on the toilet or not.
It sure sounds like he's in the bathroom.
Watch the video.
He's got a candle next to him, and that's his fire. Oh, he is a national treasure. Where was this for the first 25 years of his career?
I don't know.
Someone took a dump in the cup.
Hero. So good.
The John DeBella Podcast. John DeBella.
Right now, we are serving breakfast being brought to you by Robbins DeBellaware Diamonds. Self-serve ring cases and absolutely no sales tax. That's Robbins DeBellaware Diamonds. As many of you probably remember, but for those of you who weren't around back in the day, there was a time when you had a choice when buying albums of whether or not you wanted to buy them in mono or stereo. Mono albums would usually be about a buck less, and a lot of people bought them that way. But think of the work that had to go into every album that the Beatles were mixing at that time, because they had to mix two. And it makes a mono version and a stereo version. And one day they go into the studio and they're working on the Help album. And it took 2.5 hours to mix 5 songs in mono. They mix I've Just Seen a Face, I'm Down, It's Only Love, Act Naturally, and Wait. Then they go, they break for lunch. They come back and in an hour do 6 songs in stereo. I've Just Seen a Face, I'm Down, Yesterday, It's Only Love, Act Naturally, and Help. All of them get done in stereo, and I can't even figure out why stereo would take them less time unless the mono mix helped in some way.
I'm not analog enough to know the answer.
Yeah, well, let's put it this way. Everybody's glad it's gone.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Cindy, before we get to traffic this morning, mm-hmm. I need you to get to our Facebook page because, okay. Once again...
Okay. This is when the Facebook thing just works really, really slowly.
Okay. Oh, good. All right. Because I'm sort of curious as to how soon you're going to want to go out and get one of these. Have you bought your new bikini for the summer yet?
No, but I think I found it.
You think you found it? Yes. There's a new bikini for sale that's designed to look like a two hands that are covering your boobs.
Yeah.
All right.
Why not?
Now, just so you know, the designer of this made them women's hands. There's some sort of mesh between the two hands that's keeping it together, and they have like red nail polish on them.
I like that part.
Right?
Red nail polish.
Although it would probably be much more interesting if there were man's hands. You go around looking like Janet Jackson.
I was going to say, Janet would have a lawsuit ready to go for that.
All right. How much? What do you think?
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't know. 100 bucks?
Yeah, take whatever it should be and magnify it by 100 usually.
All right.
I'll say 1,000.
$326.
A deal.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. For $326, you could have somebody walk around behind you all day holding your boobs. What is happening out there?
I kind of like this one. But,
you know this one? Oh, we've got another one coming. There's about a lot of bikini stuff coming this week.
We're there for you in your summer trends.
Thank you.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
Time for us to get to the Wheel of Long Songs. Once again, the wheel is here. On the wheel this week, we've got the Stones. Can't You Hear Me Knocking? Susie Q from CCR is there. Has been there for months now. There is the listener pick. We know how that works. There's two of them on the wheel. Kashmir from Led Zeppelin. Traffic's Glad. Welcome to the Machine from Pink Floyd. As a matter of fact, the band The Machine is going to be playing at the Ardmore Music Hall tomorrow night doing their Pink Floyd Obscurities tour.
Sure.
All right, or Obscurities show. Tickets are available through TicketFly.com. If we land on that, I'm handing out 5 pair of tickets to show.
I like that idea.
Okay.
Beautiful.
And then, of course, there is the bonus track. We don't even know what's behind those. Those are put in there by Bill, our program director. And they're not necessarily long, but they are deep and interesting songs. So here we go. Once again, ladies and gentlemen. Time to, lady. Yeah, once again, lady, we're going. All right. Spinning the wheel.
Pass the bonus. Pass the listener pick.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It's the end of an era.
Has this been on there the longest?
I think so.
As of right now, yeah. That has been up there for an extremely long time.
That and Susie Q are the ones that have been up there the longest. But it is time to finally get around to Kashmir from Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
Classic rock, 102.9 MGK. Can we play the puffy version?
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Whenever we talk to him, he's our musicologist friend, but today he's our baseball buddy. It's Chris Epting. It's Roadside Baseball, the locations of America's baseball landmarks, available through Amazon.com and at a bookstore near you. And this is the third edition, isn't it, Chris?
Third edition. The first one came out about 15 years ago, and I'm proud to say this new third edition is like a whole new book. It's got more than 200 new locations in it. So, you know, we talk about music all the time, but this is the other side of my brain, the other part of my life that I spend a lot of time researching and traveling, writing about baseball history, my other loves, and I'm really proud of it.
Let me start you off here, because the other day we had a story about a Babe Ruth jersey going up for auction, and
$6 million.
Yeah, it was like $5.7 million is what it went for. And I actually said, when is this going to end? You know, when are people going to stop buying? You know, how many people really remember Babe Ruth that they want this stuff? And then I pick up your book, and within the first 10 pages, Babe Ruth shows up like 3-4 times.
He was like the Paul Bunyan of baseball. I mean, this is a guy that would just, you know, wields his axe in the form of a bat in small towns all over America. People don't realize, in the off season back then, he would travel and do barnstorming games all over America to make a couple of bucks, but more importantly, to spread the word of baseball beyond the Mississippi. And I went and traveled to dozens of these small towns where they still mark everything he did, you know, where he slept, where he ate, where he played baseball. And you look, he's the guy, you know, after the 1919 Black Sox scandal, without him coming in, you know, in a sense, he did save baseball. He did give people a reason to believe and restore hope and faith in the game. And I think my favorite news site in the book is in Hot Springs, Arkansas, where if you go down there today, there's an alligator farm, one of those places that has, like, you know, the pool
right,
for alligators.
Right.
And in one of the pools is a sign that says, "Here landed the home run that changed baseball." And what that refers to is teams used to spring train down in Arkansas. And Babe Ruth, as a young pitcher for the Boston Red Sox in 1918, at that point, he had hit a handful of home runs in his couple of years of baseball. He hit a home run during spring training that left the ballpark, went across the street, and landed in that pool. They call it the home run that changed baseball because it traveled more than 550 feet. Mm. And they realized at that point that Babe Ruth could no longer just be a pitcher. He had to be in the lineup every day as a hitter. And that home run is really what altered his career and altered baseball in a lot of ways. Because nobody thought about baseball as a long ball game back then until that home run that landed in the alligator pond, which you can still stand right next to and see where baseball history was made.
There's something that we found out in the book that we never even realized was a reality. Ashburn Alley isn't that place where all of the food stands are?
Yeah, you got to get back to Tiny Mac Stadium. And Ashburn Alley was a part of the park where Richie Ashburn sort of dominated. And then right down the street from where Tiny Mac Stadium used to be is where the Baker Bowl used to be. And there's a marker there. That's where Babe Ruth played his very last game as a member of the Boston Braves. So Philly's got amazing places. You can go to Connie Mack's house. You can go to, there are just, you know, dozens of great places in Pennsylvania that celebrate baseball.
Around here, all of us thought Ashburn Alley was just that strip.
Yeah, just
right.
A name.
Of food stands.
It's the third baseline. They overgrew the grass along the third baseline because Richie Ashburn would lay down a bunt and keep it fair.
Right, exactly. And that's how things used to be, where you had groundskeepers that would actually tailor their fields to certain players. And like you say, that was named for Ashburn because he took advantage of that. It's, you know, it's what you don't see today. Connie Mack Stadium also had what was called the spite fence.
Oh, yes.
Right field, where fans who lived in houses across the street could watch the games for free.
Right.
And they said, you know what, no more. And so they built a spite fence to you know, go up about 12 feet to block those fans' views.
Dude, and I say this as a complete compliment. This is a phenomenal bathroom book.
You know what? I love hearing that. I know what you're talking about. I get it. Any book crammed with facts like that,
yeah.
I get it. I won't think of you often reading it. I appreciate it.
Well, the book is available through Amazon.com or at a bookstore near you, simply titled Roadside Baseball. Chris Epting is the author, our musicologist, but a baseball guy at heart.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.